Okay, Pete, we'll give you a radar vector on this one. If you'll go over just directly east of Bench Crater, and you can continue on east until you're just about directly opposite the limb, and then a couple more steps ought to take you right to Halo Crater.
Sounds like a pretty good vector. That also says that we're running right into the sun. Does that agree with you?
That's affirmative. You'll be running right into the sun, and directly at your 9 o'clock position, you'll see the limb, and a couple more steps, and you'll be right there.
I got the limb in sight. It's in my 10 o'clock. You know what I feel like, Al? You ever see those pictures of giraffes running in slow motion? That's exactly what I feel like.
Say, would you giraffes give us some comment on your boot penetration as you move across there, what you're doing now and what you had there back there at Sharp Crater?
Oh, it's much firmer here. We don't sink in anywhere near as much. Now, crossing some of my own tracks, and the toes sink in a bit, Pete, as you push off. You land flat-footed so your heels don't sink in, but as you push off with your toes, they sink in down about 3 inches. Your heels are only sunk in perhaps an eighth of an inch.
Roger, thank you, Al.
Kick off on your toe. Every time he lands, he sends little particles spraying out ahead of him and beside him and everywhere else. They go out the distance, say, maybe 2 feet to 3 feet around him. Okay, we're back at Bench Crater. Now, have we gone too close towards the limb? The one on the south side of Bench Crater, Houston.
Okay, now if you'll just go directly to the east of the center of Bench Crater, and then continue directly east, right into the sun. And then at 9 o'clock, you'll see the limb, and a couple more steps, and you'll be there.
Got the decided feeling. I'm gonna sleep tonight.
Pete, the crater you're looking for, Halo Crater, is about the same size as Sharp Crater and should resemble it.
I think I have it in sight, but I'm not sure. It's a couple of bumps. I'm gonna do, Houston. I'm gonna take an EMU break. You doing, Al? Okay.
Pete, the dimension on Halo Crater is about 20 feet, so that would make it half of what you saw at Sharp.
You suppose this is it, Al?
Well,
doesn't have any halo around it.
I know, but you never can tell from here.
Take a look at the map when you get here. Hey, one thing I'd go for is a good drink of ice water.
Just thinking that.
Let me look in the map, Pete.
Pete, now, we have an EMU check. And one way to locate it also is that it should be right on the rim of Surveyor Crater. And you ought to see Surveyor off directly to the northeast.
Okay, I know where we are.
And EMU check, mine reads about 55%. 02 Houston.
Mine reads 55.02 also Houston.
Copy 55 both.
Beautiful. Round glass ball, they gotta have now. Quarter of an inch. They have a sample bag.
Trimming.
Look at that.
Just a second. First time I've worked up a heart rate, I think. Okay. This is sample bag 11D. I didn't take a picture, I just wanted to. Okay. Watch that crater behind you, don't step back. Hit the glass D. I know I was thinking of this. We got a total now of about 5 pounds of rock. Okay? I'd hate to have us get back to limb and then have to fill it up around here again.
Now, it worked over that surveyor crater.
Okay.
I think it's probably get the bottom of that baby.
Should take a rest here.
Yeah.
Honey, do your hands get hot holding that shovel?
My hands just get hot, period. I guess I don't know whether it's the shovel or what.
No, as long as it's like now, mine are cool. The minute I start carrying this tool carrier, start warming up. Wouldn't think the thing would be that hot.
I'll tell you what. Let's see, we're cross sun, right? Look over here at me and smile.
Okay, and get you right to your back, Trader.
There's a lamp.
Right in the background. Look great. There you go.
Alright, let's ease off at a nice
little slower pace.
I know where we're going now. I think this is Halo Crater right up here in front of us.
Hey Ed, you might tell Fred Hayes you ought to quit working on running and start working on holding things in his hands.
Brilliant.
My legs don't get a bit tired, but your hands get tired carrying these tools, particularly the hand tool carrier.
Roger, Al sure will. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, you wish. Yeah, I think that's funny. You wouldn't think it that way. Well, Jim Lovell, the practice digging. Boy, look at all the texture in this. Look here, Pete, now we're crossing across something that's got a completely different texture than what we've been on.
You're right.
Look here, we got
this is Halo.
Let's take some pictures here. It's we went across sort of a textural contact. We're suddenly on an area that's quite not so smooth. It's got dimples and wrinkles in it. You want me to take some pictures or what, Pete?
Yeah, why don't you come up here,
okay,
and we'll take a couple of good dirt bag samples of this stuff.
Okay.
I'll get the
interesting. You know, I think this looks like the material that we talked about the first day in front of the limb. Maybe it runs past the limb down into this area. But it's sure different than where we've been. It looks almost like the material is more cohesive and forms clumps instead of being so nice and smooth. I guess go around behind you.
I was waiting for the Nova to damp out.
Okay, right here. Good shot here, Pete.
I wanted to get my footprints in it too so they could see that.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think I'll take some a little further away, back up a little, and shoot a 15-foot one. It's okay.
Yeah. How about dig?
All right. I'll be back to collect it just a second. Let me get this 15-footer.
Is Halo Crater slightly big? Yeah.
Bam, shooting about 4 here.
real interesting that this.
Just get some sample bags and we'll.
Okay, Pete.
Scoop stuff.
Okay.
Let me, boy, it sure is fine. It's kind of like over at the other, Sharp Crater.
Yeah.
It looks the same except on the surface. It just looks almost finer.
Uh huh.
Wait a minute, I get another bag.
If you saw this on Earth, you'd think it was a real soft dirt that had just been rained on recently. Oh, and still not hard rain, but just a sprinkle so that the droplets.
There you go.
Now that's a good sample bag, Phil.
At 12D, Houston, the sample bag.
Is Halo Crater.
Copy 12D.
With a couple of three dimple craters in the south side of it.
Stand by, Pete.
Okay, stand by, Pete. You can collect your rock while we wait, Pete.
Yeah, look, I think this is Halo Crater right here.
All right, let's
go get some rocks from it and everything. We're seeing it, right? We actually got the soil sample from part of it.
Okay.
This is at 20 feet diameter. Is it right on the rim of the surveyor crater, Houston?
That's affirmative, and from your comments on the three dimples, we show that you're there.
Okay, what do you want in it?
We'd like to get the pan and the double core tube.
Can't believe we're at the right place. I'm not sure that we're at the right place either. Let me look at the top of this hill here.
This is Surveyor Crater. Let me look at the chart. There's a nice rock right there.
There's Surveyor.
You look at the map. Not even hardly a crater worth looking at where we are. Okay.
Okay, Pete, it's your call there. You're the local experts. If you see a better location for that double core tube, go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to find the right crater, Houston. Pete, I think it's that area right over there. Halo is this first one right here, the little one, and then all those others are mixed over according to the chart.
Okay.
So we can just go over there and
which one's Halo? This one right here?
It's right, see where I'm pointing?
No.
I see it, it's that one right over there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
That is a double core tube.
All right.
And you want what, Houston, a partial pan?
That's affirmative. We'd like a full pan at that point, Pete. And also, Al, if you could give us some sort of an estimate of how hard it is to get the core tube in. That is, what the force history is, how many pounds and how much force.
Sure will.
Wait, look at this little neato crater right here.
Good place to sample.
Oh, look at all the glass in the bottom of that baby.
Got a lot of that, though.
Huh?
Got a lot of glass.
Now there?
Yeah.
I think that's Halo right there.
Which one?
Right there.
We're looking at?
Right over. That one right there.
Too big,
huh?
Let's take this one right here.
All right, that's good.
What?
Pete, now, could we have a readout on the cameras at this point?
Sure could, just a second.
Yeah.
See mine probably be.
I better take all these pictures, I'm running out.
Well, I better change cameras, because 60.
60,
yeah. 110. You still got plenty to go.
Hey, you know what's happened? This thing hasn't been taking every picture.
Take a picture, let's see.
I just caught it up. I mean, it's been doing it intermittently.
Okay, now.
Get out and make the double core tube here.
Pete, we copy 60 and 110 on the film.
That's firm. Here, look at the chart a minute, Pete.
Yeah, okay.
Be careful.
Pete, now we'd like you to go ahead and get the pans taken on the LMP's camera. You can either have Al do the pans or switch cameras. Your choice.
Okay, roger, roger. Okay, Pete, you have to unscrew, pull the pan and unscrew that if you can.
Houston, be sure you give us the number of the lower core tube.
Okay, the lower core tube is number 3, I think.
Yeah, 3.
3 and the upper one's 1.
Okay.
I need to pound it.
Where are you going to drive it?
Where would you recommend?
Yeah, let's go over to this crater right here.
Okay. All right, so I have to round those little...
Right here, yeah.
Want to take a picture?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't shove it in a little. I hope this is a good soft place.
Yeah. Seems to be.
Oh, I hit some solid there. Well, I shoved it in. I used all my weight, Houston, and shoved it in about 7 inches. Now, I'll just pound on it while and see what we can do. It be going in okay. Yeah, it's going on down. Keep arguing. I hope we got a good spot. I don't think, really think this is the right place. Some of those things aren't so obvious. Got awful solid, didn't it? Well, it's going. You wiggle it a bit. It's got one core tube completely in now. Have to hit it harder. Hey, Houston, this hammer, when you hit on the side of it like you have to do to get it within this suit, it knocks little chips of metal off the side of the hammer. I don't think that's too good.
Roger, Al, is it damaging the hammer or the core tube?
I'm afraid some of the fragments will damage the suit. Not damaged itself, you know, it's just breaking. Hey, I'm better left-handed than right. There goes another fragment. You do that, Pete?
Yeah, I'm not.
Even hit with the front end, and some of them pop off.
They're flying all over the place. Okay, he's up to the bottom of the hand grip portion of the upper tube. He's really driving that baby.
Look at that hand. Look at that. Look at that. Looks like it's got a coating over the hammer, Pete, and I'm knocking the coating. Instead of being a steel or aluminum hammer, it's some sort of coated arrangement.
That's affirmative, Al. There is a coating on that hammer, and that's probably what you're knocking off. And also, we want to be sure to get the site there documented.
And your 58 rest
27
update.
We'll document it for you. Coming up. We almost got you.
Almost.
Oh, there it is. No, it's just getting down there, Pete.
Hey, that baby is in the ground.
We got a double. Now the question is, can we pull it out?
Go ahead, read it down.
Let me get the down to adjust.
Okay,
I hope that's a good spot. There's two. Let me get some of these rocks nearby here. Oh,
let's see, 250, 11.
Alright.
You give them a little pan or something so they can see where this came from.
You do it. I don't have that much film.
Okay.
Why don't I just trade you cameras? That's probably the smart way.
Alright.
Hey, would you lift mine off when you
sure will?
I can't pull those things right. You tend to vacuum weld a little bit or something, I think.
Now, you hold that one.
But that's about to come apart.
I'll be darned if it isn't. I'll fix it.
Hold the hand there.
Back?
Fine, I...
It did come apart.
It did come apart.
Son of a gun.
Well, that kind of bombed up.
I'll tell you what, the only thing we can...
Oh, is it broke?
Did it break?
Well, I tell you what happened, Houston. The nut that holds the handle of the camera on broke off, and so the handle's free, but that's okay. We'll just carry it around.
Hey, ask you a question.
Roger, we got you. We understand that the nut broke, but the camera's still usable, right?
Yeah, and you're not asleep, too, Pete. Stay there. Let me tighten it up for you. Guess they weren't losing 1.6 Gs yet. We knew that. We should have watched them more carefully, honey. Hey, can you help do that yourself?
That's
hard for me to do it.
Yeah.
Let me go put this hammer up in this camera somewhere and be right back. There goes the bracket, but that's okay. Go back to camera.
You're going to have to help me get this camera off.
All right.
Get it off.
Okay. There's no need to get it off now.
Okay, I'll leave it on.
No, I want to give it to you. And you're going to use this?
Well, you got to take the surveyor picture, so why don't I give you the camera?
Okay, that's good enough.
He's still got 50 pictures or so. So watch it. Make sure it takes a picture each time it turns.
Okay.
And just, why don't you, the camera,
I'll tell you what.
Well, here, I'll hold it. You take this one off.
Okay, you got that camera. Take this one off. Take it off, and I'll tighten the nut. And I'm going to tip it down a little bit.
Damn it, I'll hold that down.
There you go. Tip it, push your RCU down a little bit more.
Trying to.
A bit more, it's almost off, Pete.
Wait on it.
Got to push down some more.
I can't.
There you go.
Okay, now. Just
bring tight. Tighten. Tighten it, go to good tight. Okay. I got enough there. That'll be enough.
Got that right there.
All right,
drop that one in here.
Well, why don't you?
Well, you can carry it.
That's what I'd do. Carry it or something.
But I got too much other stuff.
Let me carry part of it or something. Okay, let me go pull out the cord tube.
No, I'll tell you what, we can always take the magazine off this and put it on the other one.
That's what we can do, I guess.
Yeah. We just drop it in here.
Okay.
All right, let's go get your cord tube. I'll go get it.
Okay, you go get it.
Take the cap off.
Take the cap right here.
Okay. Hey, you sure beat on it.
But it took to get in the ground.
It's coming up real easy.
Good.
I say it's coming up real easy.
But man, like you were going down, really. Cord tube hangs in and your feet just sink down. Okay, hold.
Hey, we made a tactical error here.
In what fashion?
I think we dropped an end of the tube we should have dropped. Yeah, we got to take them apart.
Remember? Okay, well, what we'll have to do is pick it up right over there.
Where is it?
It's right over here.
Okay.
hold on. You'll find it. Right back there at some place buried in dirt. I see it. Ha. Right here. Wait a minute. I get it with this. Here, you hold the core tube. Okay, just a second. Just a second. Okay, I've got the core tube. I'll start unscrewing and bring my samples there. Right there. You got it, Pete. You got your hose too. Go for it. There you go. Good show. Uh-oh. But, hey, this ain't gonna work, Jane. Hi. Well, I'll see that. Now, wait a minute. This can slide the core tube. Now, wait, which goes with... There you go. Beautiful. Right there in there. You got it? You got that one. Okay?
Yeah.
But I drove a nice core tube in there. Well, it doesn't look any different, though, to the eye. Halfway there. Show me their tweezers a moment. See that cap right there? That cap right there.
Copy that. You finished the core tube? Is that a firm?
Yes, sir. We got a double core tube and all put together correctly.
Very good. Well done. Have you gotten the panorama?
Get the panorama. No, I'm going to get Al to do that right now. He's using my camera. His camera's had it. With the handle off it and everything, yeah, by the time we got done aiming, we got dirt all over the lens. We run out of film, we have to have another magazine with us, or we could
change that. That we'll just take that off.
Now we can do that, or
don't want to, but if we have to, I guess we can. Okay, let me start this pan.
74.
74 it is. F 11. 250, okay.
Okay, Houston, what else would you like here?
Okay, Pete, you're 2 hours and 7 minutes into the EVA, and we show you leaving Halo at around 2:15, and now that's for a four-hour EVA. We've extended you 30 minutes for a total EVA of 4 hours. We'd like, before you go on, to have a good EMU check and sit down and regroup and figure out a plan of attack on the surveyor. One thing we would like to make sure is that you remain away from directly below the surveyor as you move up to it. That is, move up to it on one side or the other, either north or south.
Okay, we concurred with that. We were talking about it last night. We're going to approach it from the side.
Roger.
That's it, Pete. Pan's complete.
probably ought to get rock one of these rocks here and just throw it in.
Yeah, I think we ought to.
How about, you want to get this one?
Sure. I'm wanting for a sample back. Let's sample a couple of these laying right over here.
Good idea.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow, my ears just came back down. I shouldn't have done that.
It's okay.
Here, take one quick picture so we can save some film.
All right, here goes
where it came from.
Just a second.
Could we have some sample bag numbers while you're working along there?
Sure could. I thought didn't I call that 13D Houston? If I didn't call it out loud enough. I think it was 13D. I'll check the next one in a few. When next time we stop, I'll tell you the next one for sure. Then you'll know what it is.
Roger. Thank you, Al.
Look at these rocks, they look a little bit different.
Let's grab some.
Yes, sir. Put that glass in the bottom of that one. Look like granite, don't they?
They do, they look just like granite. Oh, here's a beauty over here. Here's a beauty.
There, right here.
There's a nice rock.
Huh? Right around here.
Let's get this one for sure.
Right there.
Okay. Right here in the bag, but it's sure different.
It seems to have some... Got a big glass splotch on it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Get some pictures.
Wait.
Okay.
Come in. That's a beauty.
Well, that Norman doesn't really damp as fast as it should, you know, Pete?
I think it does great in 1G, but 1.6G, doesn't seem to damp right. Let me get the cross suns, too. Oops, better get over where you are. Okay, we'll just put that in. That's a beautiful rock, okay? Be able to scoop it up. You know, you need some tongs that'll get some bigger samples than we got. That's it. Well, seeing that, I just thought, hey, that's beautiful. It's got a lot of...
Oh, it dropped it.
Nearly dropped it. Up to hold it.
Okay. Now, I want some of these granites over here. What looks like granite.
Okay, let's try that.
And that lamp look neat sitting on the other side of that crater?
Yeah, it does. We ought to get a shot of that.
Yeah. Get a shot of home.
Okay, let me see. How many pictures have I got now, Pete?
143.
143, okay.
You're getting close to the end. We had it. Okay, that's 14D. Houston is the next sample bag, so the last one was 13. Let me take a picture quick here.
Roger, Shepard, we copy that.
Now, why don't you step across over here,
all right?
Step across over there, photograph that rock right there. When I dropped the gnomon in.
Okay.
And do it in such a manner as to get this crater that it came out of.
That's a good idea. Let me see if I can.
I'll have to back. Let me get a 15-foot shot.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
Pete, could we have your present position?
15-foot. Roger, if you were looking at the surveyor crater, and west was 12 o'clock, we're at the 9 o'clock position on the surveyor crater.
Okay, Pete.
Roger, copy that. Copy, you're right on the rim, and we'd like to get a good EMU check and a rest here before you proceed.
That's a good idea.
Okay, that's a good idea. What we're going to do is
Wait, Pete, I got an idea.
This one might be good for 13.
Pete, let me reach back here and grab this strap.
Okay, now go.
Okay, let me roll a little bit over.
Attaboy,
back up.
Now, if they had a strap like that, they could just hold the other guy while he leaned over and picked up a rock.
Well, that would be good.
It sure saves time. Look at the shear face on that rock. So